Welcome to meetyourfarmer.ca, where you can get all the dirt on your farmer. And today we're speaking with Margaret Cornect from Cornect Family Farm. Hi, Margaret.
Hello.
Hey. First off, if you wouldn't mind telling us a bit about yourself and what do you do here at the farm?
First of all, I'd never intended to become a farmer. That was the last thing that was ever on my mind.
Really?
Although I always grew up on farms. We sort of just grew into it little by little. When we bought this property, Wayne was looking at, this was a treed lot.
Yep.
And he came home one day and he said, there's all kinds of blueberries on this property. We should become blueberry producers. He said, it'll put the kids through college.
Yeah.
So anyway, we did. We started to develop the blueberry fields, and eventually they got to the stage where we needed bees to pollinate the blueberry fields, and that's how we got into beekeeping. So now we're blueberry producers and beekeepers.
Oh, wow. That's excellent. So you do a couple different things here.
Yeah.
I guess that would answer the question why you did decide to become a beekeeper in general. And how long have you been a beekeeper now?
For 19 years.
Wow. So I guess that plan kind of worked out for you, huh?
We started with two beehives and just kept expanding from there, and now we're just under 300. But that's because Ben came into the business.
Ben's your son?
Yep.
Excellent. So where are your products sold? Where's your market?
We're throughout Nova Scotia right now. Locally at the Antigonish Farmers Market, Port Hawkesbury Market, but we're in smaller stores. Right now we're in all Wheaton's locations in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. That's
excellent.
With the Honeylicious spreads, plus Sterling's.
Oh, wow.
Farms.
Excellent. So anybody can find your stuff at a Sterling's.
Yeah.
In what ways being a Nova Scotian beekeeper impacted your life?
Changed it completely. I said this, I thought I'd just be a housewife, you know, do that. But now, yeah, beekeeping is my life.
That's excellent.
Get addicted to it.
You really?
Yep.
That's fantastic. It's a beautiful area you have out here, and you've taken me through it a few different areas and shown me what you guys have, and it's fantastic. The bees, it's amazing, the process and also some of the behaviors of bees that I really didn't get, so it's really cool. What do you do when you're not in the farm? If you're not in the farm.
Get groceries? No, usually, yeah, this is it. Or you do run away once in a while.
But yeah.
Like my husband said, no fun taking you anywhere because you fall asleep in the car anyway. So.
I had another farmer answer sleep is what he said. So I totally can understand that. So what about the diversity of your farm? Like what are some of the different things you have, the products you create here on the farm?
We have our pure honey. Mm-hmm. We also sell raw honey. And then years ago when I first extracted my first 30 pounds of honey, it was like, what do you do with all this honey? And right from the start, I started developing recipes that would use honey. The first ones I made were honey butters.
Mm-hmm.
It's just honey combined with a pure butter, really healthy.
Yeah.
Honey with butter and cinnamon and then an orange spread. But as things went on, I needed more value-added products.
Mm-hmm.
So we got into the Honeylicious products, and that was... There's a honey lemon spread. You just had that.
Yes, and this is by far the best green tea I think I've ever had, I have to say. That stuff is fantastic. I'm going to be walking away with the jar of it, definitely.
So we make a honey cinnamon spread and cranberry orange. We've started with a barbecue sauce. It's whatever I think about, I play with it and
excellent.
Try and develop new
recipes.
Can
have some fun to work with it and
yep.
do something different. So what do you enjoy most about what you do?
There's a lot that I don't enjoy. It just sometimes it gets too busy.
Mm. Yeah.
That'd be the only thing, I guess. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, find it.
But I do like making what I make. And I like going to markets. I like meeting people, talking to them about bees, the issues that we're having, just the health benefits of honey.
Mm-hmm.
No, I enjoy it.
Oh, excellent. The next question is, what motivates you to get up in the morning, I guess? You had a funny answer when I mentioned this before we turned on the podcast, so...
Get up early to try and get everything done before I go back to bed.
I love that answer because that just sums it straight up. Excellent. And what is the most interesting thing that's ever happened to you on the farm here? I know you mentioned you had some bears coming around fairly frequently because it's like a free buffet for them.
When we first started, yeah, we had a lot of bear problems because with bears it's learned behavior. We keep electric fences around our bee yards. If we can get a bear to touch the fence, then he's learned that he can't go into the yard. And that works. But when we first came, of course, none of these bears had that learned behavior. So sometimes we'd have three bee yards here, and you'd have one person in each yard, and it's just trying to see which yard the bear was going to. And anyway.
Lots of
knock on wood, we haven't had bear problems for years.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's great to hear. So Open Farm Day is coming up. And I would just look to you to tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing here and have available for the people coming to see what you do.
We plan to be open from 12 to 4. And around 1:30, if the weather cooperates, we'd like to take a group of people down to a bee yard, actually go in a beehive, show them what's in a beehive, talk to them about bees, take them through our extracting house, show them the extracting barn, show them where we extract the honey, and then back up into the honey house where they can see where we pack the honey, they can taste products, have a glass of honey sweetened citrus lemonade.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for having me here, Margaret. It was an awesome day.
Thank you.